When America recently lost Shirley Temple, it lost an icon. Had she died 50 years ago or even 30 years ago, the country would have stopped. It would have been a national day of mourning. It would have been the lead in every newspaper in the country. When I caught the news of Temple's death, I groaned. I braced myself to tell my two young daughters. They've watched Shirley Temple movies for years. To them, she's a contemporary, another innocent little girl. When I informed my 11-year-old daughter, she frowned and said, "Oh, that's terrible." I quickly told her that Shirley had a long life, an extraordinary life, and lived to be 85. There was no reason to be sad. I cannot do justice to Shirley Temple's storied movie career here, but indulge me as I share one of my favorites. In the 1934 classic Bright Eyes, Shirley played a 5-year-old who lost her father in an airplane crash and then lost her mother. She's comforted by loving people who would do anything for her, including her godfather, who's identified as just that. The godfather behaves like a true godfather. The movie includes constant natural references to faith, never shying from words like God, heaven, and even Jesus. Today's sneering secular audiences would reflexively dismiss the film as Norman Rockwell-ish. To the contrary, the movie is hardly sugar-coated. Just when your heart is broken from the death of sweet Shirley's dad, her mom is killed by a car while carrying a cake for Shirley on Christmas Day. That doesn't remind me of any Norman Rockwell portrait I've ever seen. What such cynics really mean is that the film isn't sufficiently depraved for modern tastes. Shirley doesn't pole dance or twerk. She doesn't do a darling little striptease for the boys while singing Good Ship Lollipop. Come to think of it, maybe this isn't a movie for modern audiences. For 80 years, Shirley Temple's bright eyes brightened the big screen. They reflected what was good and decent in this country. She embodied what made America great. And in the process, Shirley Temple brightened our lives. For CatholicExchange.com and Ave Maria Radio, I'm Paul Kengor.